Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder and these traits, a lot of these traits too. You don't have to be a clinically diagnosed narcissist to be a toxic person, y'all. So, today's episode is going to be about what happens to a narcissist when you go no contact, when you cut off the access, when you remove yourself permanently from the situation. So this could go a few different ways, y'all, and it really kind of depends on the type of person that you're dealing with, the type of narcissistic person that you're dealing with. So first off, all narcissists, this is me. I don't normally speak in absolutes, but this is one of the absolutes that I can speak in when I'm dealing with narcissistic people. All narcissists, not most, all narcissists hate rejection. And all narcissists deal with a lot of shame and things like that. So when you reject a narcissist, when you finally cut them off, when you finally cut off the contact and the access to yourself, that narcissistic person feels a lot of shame and rejection, all bundled up into one. And when you cut off, when you go no contact, do it as safely as possible, because some of these people, they become obsessive over you, because narcissistic people think that immediately the way our minds go to when you go no contact is that you are trying to replace us, that you're replacing us, because that's what we would do to you. If we go no contact with you, if we were to cut you off, we would immediately try to replace you. So that's where our mind, that's the first place our minds go to when you go no contact with us. When you go no contact with a narcissist, it's just like, oh my goodness, they're trying to replace me. Oh my goodness, they're trying to find my replacement. And once they find my replacement, they won't need me anymore. And if they don't need me anymore, I'll go crazy. If they don't need me anymore, I'll feel super small. So protect yourself, y'all. Protect yourself at all costs, because I don't put anything past anyone. I've said that repeatedly when I talk about narcissistic people. When I talk about dealing with narcissists and toxic people. I don't put anything past anyone. One of the main statements that I hear from people when I'm talking to them over Zoom, when they're dealing with narcissists and things like that, is that I never thought they would do anything like that. I never expected them to do anything like that. Those statements run through literally almost every single conversation that I have with somebody. It just does. I never thought they would do anything like this. I never expected that from them. So what I've learned is I don't put anything past anyone. I just don't do that, y'all. I just don't do that, because I understand how narcissistic people's minds work. I understand the dynamic of it, because I'm a narcissist, y'all. I have the personality disorder. I don't just have the traits. Like, Lee, I don't think you're a narcissist because you do that. Y'all, I'm in therapy. I've been in therapy since October 2017. I almost forgot my timetable on how long I've been in therapy. But narcissistic, y'all, when you go no contact, that's where the mind goes to. It goes to, you're trying to replace me. And most narcissists, or probably all narcissists, y'all, feel like they are entitled to you. They feel like they feel a sense of ownership over you. Man, woman, non-binary person, whoever they're dealing with and whoever they are, they feel a sense of entitlement and ownership over you. So how dare you cut me off? How dare you? That's the mindset right there. That's where the mind goes to. You're trying to replace me, then how dare you cut me off? So that's why they'll do going no contact, y'all, is going to be the best way to help you heal. But you know, in today's society, in today's world, going no contact is hard as hell to do. Because if you change your, like, y'all, you can block my phone number, you can block me on all kinds of social media, but guess what? As long as I still know your phone number, I can create I can go I can change my number and text you and call you. I can get my friend's number, text and call you. I can blow up your friends and family, not literally explode them, but like blow up their phones, blow up their social media, asking what's going on with you, asking for asking them to put you in contact, to have you call me, have you contact me. I'm just worried about them. Please have them contact me. I'm just worried about them. I haven't heard from them all day. You know what I mean? So when you go no contact, you have to cut out. Yeah, no contact means you have to let your friends and family know as well. Just like, look, I'm no longer talking to this person. I'm trying to get over this person. I'm trying to get past and be done with this relationship. So if they contact you, do not tell them about me. Do not tell them where I am. Do not tell them what I'm doing. And don't contact me on their behalf. You have to go like, y'all. It's literally like a leaky faucet. Going no contact with a narcissist is like damn near having water running through a leaky faucet. You have to seal up all the leaks, because if you don't seal up all the leaks, it's going drip, 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 drip. And you know, if it drips long enough, it's going to make a hole. If it drips long enough, it's going to do some damage. So you have to plug up all the leaks, all the social media leaks, all the mutual friend leaks, all of it. You damn near have to go off the grid. And I tell this to people sometimes, when you go no contact, you might have to change your phone number. But don't. I'm repeating myself, y'all. The audio is not skipping. This is me repeating myself because I need to drill into your damn heads. But don't give them your damn phone number. If you change your number, don't.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Text them. I know people do it, but don't. I know it's easier said than done, but don't do it, because it's pointless to change your number then. Don't change your number if you're going to give in and give it to them. If you're going to give in and contact them, because that defeats the purpose. You just made your own life harder because you couldn't because you decided to break no contact. Don't break no contact. I know it's different if you have kids. You have to go as low contact as possible. And sometimes like, well, how do I go no contact if I have kids? Sometimes you have to use parenting apps sometimes you have to talk to them, y'all. It's just the way of the world. Sometimes you have to talk to them. Medical decisions, things like that. Sometimes you have to talk to them. So if you do not have kids by narcissists, don't have them right now. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Kids won't fix your relationship with this toxic ass person. Kids won't fix this toxic relationship. Kids can't fix it. They won't fix it. They actually makes it worse, because now you have to have a reason to contact you now. Kids are forever. This is not an 18-year endeavor. This is forever. I mean, feeling like y'all be having kids and think like, oh, 18 years and it's done. No, when that kid is grown and has their own family and things like that, they're going to have to decide whose house to go to for Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays and things like that if you're not Christian. What are they going to do then? Oh, I thought it was 18 years. Nope. Oh, hey, mom, I'm going to dad's house. You're going to that toxic narcissistic bastard's house? Not me. Yeah, you thought it was 18 years, didn't you? Nope. So if you don't have kids by narcissists, don't have them, y'all. They're not going to fix anything. Don't break no contact and let them clap your cheeks and put a baby in you. Or don't let them come over there and hop on top of you and you put a baby in them. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you, don't do it. Because going no contact is the strongest way to help you heal. No contact is for you. It's not to punish them. It's not to hurt them. I know you want to hurt them and whatnot, because how dare they get away with the things that they have done to you. I know you want to hurt them. But sometimes you just want to heal. No contact is the strongest way, the best way for you to heal, because you cannot fully heal in the same environment that made you sick. In this contacting environment, contacting the source of your hurt and pain cannot help you heal, y'all. It just won't help you heal. How does that make sense? That's like, you know, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant when it melted down. The people who got away healed. If you sat in that toxic radiation, guess what? You got sick. But the further away you got away from the nuclear meltdown, the better you felt, the better your chances were. Get out of Chernobyl. That narcissistic relationship is Chernobyl. It's a nuclear power plant ready to melt down and destroy your life. Because the longer you stay in the toxicity, the worse you feel. You might grow a different limb. You mean you become someone totally different. You mutate. Actually, that's a good analogy, because the longer you stay in the toxic radiation of this narcissistic toxic relationship, the more you mutate yourself. Maybe not physically. A lot of times you gain weight, you lose weight, you get stressed, you get older, you get gray hairs. You mean you get physically sick. But a lot of times the mutation is going to be mentally and emotionally. You have emotional mutations and things like that. You have mental mutations. The longer you stay in this toxic environment, the more you're going to mutate yourself. So no contact, getting away, cutting off the access is the best way for you to heal. It's not to punish them. It's to help you heal. It's like working out. The longer you stay no contact, the easier it gets. Day one, no contact. You can be shaking and shivering. And that's when, at the beginning, it's when the narcissist is going to try the hardest. Day one, they might pop up at your damn house. Day two, they might pop up at your job. Do not break no contact. Just keep swimming. What did I say? Just keep swimming. Just like Dory. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Because if you stop swimming, if you break no contact, you go back over there to the jellyfish and get your ass stung. Stop. Because narcissistic people, they're going through it. They're pulling their hair out because they think you're going to replace them. They know the longer you're away from them, the more likely you are to replace them. And that drives narcissistic people crazy. They cannot stand the thought of you thinking you're going to replace them. They just cannot do that, y'all. We cannot do that. I remember when my wife left me. That's the first, how do you know that's narcissist's first thought? Because my wife left me, I just knew. Then she's like, I'm moving out. I'm like, oh, she's moving out with another man. That's the first place my mind went to, y'all. I be feeling like people, y'all think, yeah, I'm still a narcissist. I'm just working on myself. You know, I'm just bettering myself every single day. You know me. I'm just altering my behaviors every single day. I'm putting in the work to alter my behaviors, to live a better existence. But my thoughts went right to that. I thought that I was ashamed. I felt rejected. And I damn sure thought she was trying to replace me, because that's what I would do. That's what most narcissists would do. If we are leaving you alone, it means we're trying to hook up with somebody else. If we are emotionally disconnecting from you, that means we're emotionally trying to connect to someone else, to some other people. You know what I mean? Our thoughts, we project our thoughts onto you. What we would do, we think you're going to do it, because the world revolves around us, doesn't it? You see how that works? So narcissists are going to be, they can become obsessive. They can become very, very dangerous when you go no contact. So I tell people all the time, protect yourself. Whatever protecting yourself looks like, if you got to arm yourself, if you got to prepare to protect yourself, because some people, narcissistic people, when they're backed into a corner, they're like honey badgers. They may come out tight, attacking and biting and scratching and fighting and clawing for their life or their livelihoods, their existences. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I got to cut this thing short. I'm going to book the event space right now for the July 23rd meetup, live in person in Durham, North Carolina, at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood in Durham, North Carolina, 3 p.m. Until 6, 7 p.m., whatever. I'm going to find it out today. So come through, stay tuned, like and subscribe, Mental Health, live in person meetup. Mental Healthness is out. Peace.